Why the mean cell volume becomes higher in folate deficiency or vitamin B12 deficiency? In order to answer this question, first we have to discuss what is mean cell volume. Mean cell volume is the average volume of one cell. And this value is not directly measured by the analyzer, but rather is calculated with the help of other values. So the analyzer first finds out what is the hematocrit, which is the total volume of red blood cell in the sample, and how many red blood cells are there in the sample. Once it has those two values, what it simply does is it divides the total volume of red blood cell by the total number of red blood cells in the given sample. And by doing that, it calculates the volume of one red blood cell. Now, in a condition in which the red blood cell number goes down or the total volume of red blood cell goes up, we can expect to get higher MCV values. Now, let's think about vitamin B12 deficiency and folate deficiency. In vitamin B12 or folate deficiency, the cytoplasm continues to grow until quite late and cells becomes really large. This is because the stimulus for the cell division actually comes from the maturity of the nucleus. The maturity of the nucleus depends on DNA synthesis, which is delayed in vitamin B12 and folate deficiency. Because of that, the nucleus remains immature and the cells continue to grow its cytoplasm until quite late, making the cell size quite large. Now we can imagine if every cell is large, then their total volume will also be large, which will make the hematocrit higher. At the same time, these larger cells, larger precursor cells, are quite fragile, because of which they can easily break down, reducing the number of total red blood cells. Now, if we look at the formula for mean cell volume calculation, we have total volume of red blood cells in the numerator, whereas the number of red blood cells in the denominator. And as per our discussion, the total volume goes up, but the number of cells goes down, which effectively increases the value we get after the calculation. And this is the reason why the MCV becomes higher in folate deficiency and in vitamin B12 deficiency. If you like this podcast, do not forget to share it with your friends. And if you have any suggestions or feedback for me, you can write in the comments on my website, which is drroman.com.au. Thank you and see you in the next episode.